You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We know how magnets work.
That's right. If magic is all we've ever known, then it's easy to miss what really goes on. But I've seen miracles in every way, and I see miracles every day.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9. This is Wise Men Radio coming out of the UBC campus in Vancouver, British Columbia, off of the Vancouver campus on the home territory of the Musqueam
Territory.
Yeah, Musqueam Territory. This is Wise Men Radio. I'm your host, Austin, and today we've got a special guest for everyone. This is Will Kaufman, Cough Daddy.
If you guys tuned in last year to the Coconut Special,
yeah,
you guys also might know me as Gary Fisher. But
yeah. If you haven't listened to the Coconut Special, it's available on podcast on the CITR website, citr.ca. It's a pretty fun episode. Coconut's always a special time of the year for us.
Yeah, it talks a lot about what coconut means to us as the Faculty of Forestry and gives you a little insight about an endangered aquatic and species called the Nuxectes.
Yes.
And so, yeah, listen to it if you'd like to learn a little more.
Yeah, exactly. But anyways, we have a pretty special show for you today. If you may not have known, it is International Forestry Week this week. And it's going on for a while. I think it's going on till the end of the month.
Long week, eh?
Yeah, it's kind of a long week. But I think it started in the middle of this week. So it's
this
kind of a weird...
Keystone Week.
Yeah, exactly. So what we're going to be doing today, where we've kind of chosen some songs that are good for listening to in the forest.
Celebrating the woods.
Celebrating nature.
Yeah.
And all things like that. The songs that we chose are kind of reflectant of that. And we will bring up some cool, interesting facts, topics, discussion about different forestry things.
Yeah, about kind of what's going on in forestry world in British Columbia and things we've learned in and out of the classroom in our forestry program.
Yeah. So it should be a cool show.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
But anyways, what's the first song we got, Will?
So this song is called D Eat H by Saffacash.
Saffacash. Who's Saffacash?
Saffacash, I just found him a couple days ago. He's kind of this young hip hop jazzy producer out of Toronto. And yeah, he makes really interesting beats and kind of plays with different genres and makes a interesting listen.
Yeah, so it's a pretty cool song. So everyone tune on in, and we'll be back in a few. But anyways, this is Saffacash, DF.
In effect, but also from fallout. Thank you. watch and listen. One day, these facts may save your life. What is this fallout, anyhow? Just bits of radioactive fallout of the mushroom cloud of the nuclear explosion and settle on the ground. These bits of matter can be dangerous. You're exposed to some radiation every day from cosmic rays or other natural sources of radiation. These exposures are too small to hurt you. But when a wartime nuclear explosion occurs, a serious fallout follows. Thousands of tons of atomized earth, building materials, rocks, and gases may be thrown into the air. And the mushroom cloud containing them sometimes moves as high as 100,000 feet, nearly 20 miles up. Some of the radioactive particles spill out near the explosion site.
I understand that every life must end, uh-huh. As we sit alone, I know someday we must go, uh-huh. Oh, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love. Some folks just have one, yeah, others they got none. In this world to make me bleed. Stay with me, oh, all I see. Did I say that I need you? Did I say that I want you? Or if I did, I'm a fool, you see. No one knows this more than me. As I come clean, I wonder every day as I look upon your face. Oh, oh. Everything you gave and nothing you would take. Oh, oh. Nothing you would take. Everything you. Come cleaner. Nothing you would take. Till I die, meet you on the other side.
love you, but it's not enough. Maybe I just know there's so much more.
Sunday, September 25th, Vancouver, right? Live at Wood Studio with special guest Rape is Real and Everywhere. For the past year, Alex Biron and Simon Armstrong Show has been a clubhouse for all things Vancouver comedy. For the first time, you can be there in person for every riff, burn, and flub, featuring Gavin Clarkson, Alex Biron, and Simon Armstrong. This evening also features Rape is Real and Everywhere, comedians who have survived rape sharing their experiences with hilarity, cathartic honesty, and old-fashioned vulnerability, featuring Emma Cooper, Amanda Smith, Mark Hughes, and Shane Clark. This Sunday, September 25th at Wood Studio, doors at 7:30. Tickets on evanbright.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to CITR 101.9, and you're listening to Wise Men Radio.
Special
show we have today.
Special show. It's International Forestry Week. And actually, in our faculty, they were giving away free Babe's Willow.
Yeah.
It wasn't as good as last year they gave away Lodgepole Pine.
Yeah, but at least you could pick up some babes in forestry this
year. Yeah, I mean, everyone had a babe in their hand, you know? It's like, oh my God, so many babes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, we were going to cover... Oh, yeah. Well, the songs we played. Let's talk about those.
Yeah.
So first we played a Safakash song. Death.
Death.
But eat is in parentheses. Pretty chill, pretty groovy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something to, you know, wake up to, kind of smell the fresh air. And
yeah.
Like, all right.
Had a little narrative on nuclear warfare.
Yeah,
in there.
Yeah, that was interesting.
It was kind of fun. And then Pearl Jam song, Just Breathe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Eddie Vedder classic.
Yeah, one of Will's favorites. Will loves it.
I love that song.
I love that song.
If you see me, I'm listening to that song. Guarantee.
Guarantee it. And then the last song was a Lower Den song, their new song just released this September, called The Real Thing, and so that should be coming out on an album pretty soon. Pretty cool band from Baltimore, so check them out. But yeah, anyways, back to forestry.
Back to forestry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. For those who are kind of new to forests in British Columbia, we'll give you a good overview of what the forests mean to people.
Yeah.
You know, there's three pillars of forestry, right? There's the economic, social, and environmental. So in forestry, we try to balance all three, which tends to be a lot harder than you think.
Yeah, easier said than done.
Yeah, it tends to mainly revolve around economic. production, but I see that kind of changing in the future.
Yeah.
Such as the Great Bear Rainforest Agreement.
Yeah, yeah. It was a good, kind of like a cutting edge, like set the tone for the rest of, you know, BC, this agreement.
Yeah. So for those who don't know, this agreement took about 15 years of consultation between several First Nations along the mid and northern coast of British Columbia, including Haudegui, and industry participated as well, and government participated. And finally, last year, a consensus was made that 85% of the Great Bear Rainforest, which is a huge parcel of land, which I'm sure you've seen pictures of the spirit bear or the Kermode bear,
yeah,
and that's all in the Great Bear Rainforest. And so 85% of the land is now protected, and 15% is intensively managed, meaning they have to follow certain criteria for harvesting, ecological and social for First Nation interests and whatnot. So there's tons. This was a groundbreaking agreement worldwide as far as indigenous rights and ecological factors. And yeah, it's kind of cool that it's here in British Columbia. And
yeah,
yeah, it makes everyone now kind of want to go see the Great Bear and its pristine habitat.
Yeah, it's definitely setting the tone for the rest of the world in conservation standpoints. Which is really neat. Really neat to see like such involvement with First Nations, and like that really hasn't been done anywhere else.
Yeah, no, it was definitely groundbreaking.
Yeah.
So, and there's tons of other First Nation agreements that have been groundbreaking, such as the Silcoteen Agreement, which is a band by Williams Lake. They now have full title to part of their traditional territory, but I think it's a few hundred square kilometers, and like they have full rights and government can't infringe on their territory at all. So that's brand new.
Oh, that's amazing. And I didn't actually know about that.
Yeah, so that'll, maybe we'll see more of that happening in the future. And it's kind of interesting how land use is changing.
Yeah, yeah. It's cool that you've kind of gone back to giving the land back, really.
Yeah.
Which is good. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's just a good overview of things that are kind of going on. Yeah. And obviously, those are, you know, some of the better things going on in the forestry world. Obviously, you probably hear about some of the not-so-good things going on in the forestry world, such as the clear-cutting and the big industrial managed forests, and which happens,
yeah,
to say the least.
Yeah.
But there are some good things coming out of the forest.
Yeah. even clear cuts aren't always bad. They may look ugly and stuff, but actually a lot of tree species need the intense exposure of sunlight in order to regrow. So normally So a lot of, like, lodgepole pine, that's probably the best way to kind of harvest a large amount of lodgepole pine all at once, is a clear cut. Because lodgepole pine are so shade intolerant, that you need to really, like, open the stand up, and then so sunlight can come down and the seedlings can grow and then establish another new stand. And they're pretty fast growing, so it doesn't last.
Yeah.
A whole long.
Douglas fir is another sun required species. And in harvesting, I mean, it kind of protects against various biotic disturbances, as many know about the huge mountain pine beetle infestation, and also kind of fuel management for fire control. And it can create lots of habitat as well.
Yes, it can. Lots of
habitat.
Yeah, lots of also like goshawks, for example, or they're kind of what you call like a fringe or it's edge species or something like that. That they actually really like they nest in the canopies of like old hemlocks or you know, like any needle leaf tree really. But they oftentimes hunt in kind of more open areas, so like bogs or stuff like that, with less tree canopy cover, so it's easier for them to fly in between the branches. So they'll often actually prefer the edges of a clear cut. They'll nest in the living trees in the edge of the clear cut, and then kind of hunt in the middle of the clear cut. Or they'll often do it at like kind of a where a bog meets a forest or a stuff like that.
Old growth edge kind of.
Yeah. So yeah, lots of cool stuff like that. Lots of predators often are edge species.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier for them to hunt.
Yes. Cougars, you'll find we saw a cougar this summer going through a clear cut for hunting purposes.
Wow, that's pretty intense to see a cougar, huh?
Yeah, it was crazy. But luckily we were on the road.
Yeah, that is good.
So yeah.
Well, anyways, we'll have more forestry insight later on in the show as well. But anyways, I'm gonna play a song for you by a duo. Out of Toronto, and they're called Black Eyed Susie. Black Eyed Susie is kind of like a sunflower type flower or plant, and their band is named after it. The song is called Blackest Crow, off their newest album, Don't Cut My Grass. So I hope you guys stay tuned and listen in.
Think of your Call me your honey, spend all my money, and you think that's funny. That's why I'm going away. You know you weren't true, babe. I believed in you. I'm broken hearted just over the way you do. You said you love me, honey. Ain't no other one but me. You never gave me no love.
Feet into the sand. It helps me with my troubles, helps me understand. Without it, I am nothing. It's really all that I have. Without it, we are nothing, nor ever no man. If you're ever feeling lonely, say I'm right here. Walk on down to the water, see it all so clear. On as I'm growing outward, I put some time into my roots. It's for when the wind starts a blowing, the storm's pushing through. Without it, I am nothing. It's really all that I have. Without it, we are nothing, nor ever no man. And if you ever feel understand. Without it, I am not.
Hey, eating sustainably is important, but not always affordable. Luckily, Sprouts has not one, but two on-campus cafes that serve organic, earth-friendly, locally produced meals at prices that don't make you want to cry. Stop by Sprouts Cafe in the basement of the Old Sub or Seedlings Cafe on the top floor of the Graduate Building above Kerner's Pub. If you want more information about our cafes, initiatives, or are interested in volunteering, visit our website, ubcsprouts.ca, like our page on Facebook, or give us a sneaky follow on Instagram at SproutsUBC.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9. This is Wise Men Radio. I'm your host, Austin. And we have
special guest, Will Kaufman.
Special guest. Wow. All right. Yeah, cool songs we played last. The last song we played was a song by an artist that goes by the name of Luke Wallace. The song is No River, off of his newest album that came out this September, September 13th to be exact, An Opportunity. Cool. He's a cool artist from Vancouver. And this song has a link to the Skeena Watershed. Skeena Watershed.
One of the best watersheds to go fishing in. Most wild, non-dammed.
Yeah, it's located kind of by Prince Rupert, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's that like area. Mid-northern coast. It's in the Great Bear that we were talking about earlier.
Yes.
And, yeah, very gorgeous watershed, pretty isolated, but known for its world-renowned steelhead runs.
Yes, that is true.
Yes. I'll be up there one day fishing those steelhead runs, so maybe you'll bump into me. Probably not, though.
Yeah, there's not a lot of people up there.
No one's up there, yeah.
But anyways, we played another song by an artist out of, I think, Vancouver as well. His name is Iceberg Ferg, and it's off of the album In the Valley of the Purple Prince. The track was called I'm Going Away with E. Cotton.
Oh, no, don't go away.
Yeah, come back, Iceberg Ferg.
Yeah, don't go anywhere.
Yeah, please. It was a good song. I liked it. And of course, the first song we played was by Black Eyed Susie, a duo out of Toronto. The song was called Blackest Crow. So cool songs we played.
But even cooler facts coming your way.
Yeah, even cooler facts, huh?
Yeah.
So what do we have up for us next year?
So have you ever looked outside and see leaves changing colors around this time of year?
Yeah, it's kind of, I think 2 days ago was the first day of fall, so this is the third day of fall.
Yeah,
like
so it's kind of coming up. And I'm sure you've kind of wondered what really makes leaves change colors.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got the answers for you here at Wise Men Radio. We're not wise men for nothing.
Tune in next week.
No, yeah. Now you tune in right now, yeah. And you'll find out. So why do they change colors, Will?
So leaves have chlorophyll that give them their green color, and they respond very sensitive to photoperiod, which is the amount of night or darkness during the night. And so chlorophyll have a certain light schedule during the day and night schedule during the night that they do well in.
Yeah.
So once the nights become longer and days become shorter, the chlorophyll starts to die off and other pigmentation starts to show its colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because chlorophyll is like the most abundant enzyme in a leaf. Once the chlorophyll starts decaying, other enzymes are able to kind of like show, which kind of gives it the orange, red, yellow colors, of fall, which is pretty cool. But, the kind of decay of these chlorophyll enzymes are linked to the length of night, which is called photoperiod, and basically, if you ever see a tree underneath a streetlight, look at it. It's not going to be, the leaves aren't going to be the same color or the like same stage of fall as the rest of the trees around it.
Yeah, like later in fall, you'll notice that the leaves near a street lamp are only left on the tree and the rest of the tree has shed their leaves.
Yeah, and this is because during the night, the streetlight will shine it thinks that, basically, the leaves think that it's still daytime while the leaves are still shining, or the light is shining on them. So,
and the leaves are shining too.
And the leaves are just, they're just out there grinning.
Grinning.
Yeah. Oh,
so much light, they don't know what to do with it.
Woohoo! Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, so pay attention next time, in the next few weeks. It makes you think, huh?
Yeah. It does make you think. Sit down and chew on that one, huh?
Yeah, science, huh?
Yeah. But anyways, that was a cool little fun fact for you here today.
Yeah.
Should we play more music?
Yeah, we can play a little more, and then we can go into something that's going on Malcolm Knapp Research Forest.
Yes. Let's just go into that now.
Okay. So, Malcolm Knapp Research Forest is like a forest kind of owned by UBC that does a lot of research by Maple Ridge, BC, and right now is one of the most interesting times because there's a demo going on for industry equipment and just general forestry equipment and just kind of people from all around the world bring their new technologies over and for outdoor management, whether it be forestry or recreation or anything. And they put a live demo on in front of your eyes in the woods of how these machines work. So it's kind of breaking edge technology for forestry going on right now. And I believe this whole weekend at Malcolm Knapp Research Forest. Yeah, it sounds cool.
I
could go.
Yeah, I think a couple of forestry classes are taking field trips out there. So yeah. Maybe you'll see a couple of UBC students if you end up wandering that way.
Yeah.
Lots of cool stuff.
Yeah. You never know how these machines might change forestry forever.
Yeah. It's an exciting time for the industry.
Environmental impact and better fuel economy, less soil compaction.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. Lots of different factors to think about when you're thinking about forestry. It's pretty intense.
Yeah. You know what our faculty motto is?
What is our faculty
motto? Forestry. It's more than you think.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
It's more than you think.
Yeah. Wow. It is. Yeah. It's quite a bit of different things can impact. As you're saying, soil compaction. Like, some trees will not grow in completely, compact soils. It makes it harder for water to penetrate into the soil, and that can actually cause a lot of different like landslides and
drought
and lots of different
factors
and different events can occur that you wouldn't really think about.
Yeah.
But anyways, we're going to go on to a couple songs here. So this next song is a cool song by one of my favorite bands from St. Petersburg in Russia. This is Pink Shiny Ultra Blast. The song is called Holy Feathered. Holy Forest.
Holy Forest.
Very,
Forest.
Very, very fits well with the Forestry Week, and it's off their newest album, Grand Feathered. So give it a listen to. I love this song. Cool music video with Kung Fu. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Oh,
Rescue Concerts West and Force Canada present Twin Peaks with guests White Reaper and Modern Vices. Twin Peaks is an American garage rock band on tour supporting the release of Down in Heaven. It's rock new and old. It's a little bit of country. It's a whole lot of punk attitude, and it's something to get excited about. Tickets available online at Ticketfly and in person at Red Cat Records. Twin Peaks this September 29th at the Biltmore. Brought to you by Discorder and CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back, everyone, to Wise Men Radio on CITR 101.9. This is, I'm your host, Austin.
And I'm your co-host today, Will Kaufman.
Yes. So, today was, well, we're almost out of time here. We got 4 minutes left until it's 10 o'clock. But, yeah, so we had a fun show. It was International Forest Week themed.
Yeah.
We covered a range of issues, a range of topics about forestry. Everything from great bears to...
to leaves changing.
Leaves.
Yeah. How about that? Yeah, I hope you guys learned something today.
Yeah, I know I did.
I think I did.
Yeah, always learn. You can learn anything about yourself. But anyways, this summer I worked at I was a park interpreter in a park in Saskatchewan, and what I like to do before I took out people for hikes is I like to ask them what their favorite thing about nature is. I want to do that with my buddy here, Will Kaufman here. So for example, my favorite thing about nature. Well, one of my many things. Favorite things about nature. It's hard to choose. Is I like kind of being able to identify from different characteristics. How plants will grow in certain, like, you'll, if you know that a site is like normally doesn't like water, then you know that if it's a dry site, then, like, kind of like that, you know, being able to identify
the site characteristics. Yeah, site series and,
what trees and plants will grow there and what animals like those trees, and they're, it's a kind of a cascade. So what's your favorite thing?
Oh, that's a tough one, Austin. But me, being a very active fisherman my whole life, I'm a big fan of the riparian zones and ecosystems, and I find it fascinating how watersheds work, and we learned about this thing called the river continuum concept of how things all the way upstream, such as nutrient flow or topography or the water source, influences everything downstream. So, yeah, I'm a big activist on kind of careful watershed management, and, you know, it makes things look nice as well as the fish happy. So
yeah, got to keep the fish happy.
Got to keep the fish happy, especially the salmon when they start spawning, which they're doing right now.
Yeah. So. Well, hopefully get out on the water soon.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's about time for us to sign off. I'm going to play an exiting song by Charlie Hilton, an artist from Portland, my hometown. The song is called Snow, off her newest album, Paulana. It's cool. She's the front woman of a band called Blouse. Very cool band, very cool artist. Check her out. But anyways, we had a nice show.
Yeah, this was fun. And, you know, I love talking about everything forestry.
Yeah.
With my good pal, Austin.
Yeah, me too. Like, I wish I could say the same thing about the good pal pod, but
we'll settle that.
We'll
later.
Settle that, yeah. Settle that with a grind of cards, huh? All right. But stay tuned. We got some good shows on. Paulina.
Paulina.
Charlie Hilton.